Get ready for a Spiral Notebook moment. Stories, musings, and reflections from my Spiral Notebook project, that time I filled a whole notebook a month for an entire year. Each time I bust out my notebooks, I'm going to mine for a piece that relates to one of our themes here on the pod, that the arts are a brilliant tool for healing, that coming full spiral means learning one of life's lessons on an even deeper level, or the fact that we're all connected in this vast spiraling universe. So how do I make a spiral notebook moment come full spiral? Well, I'll tell you. I once attended a storytelling workshop, and I got the best piece of advice about story. And what it said was that there are three essential questions that you need to ask whenever putting a story together. Those questions are, what's the story about? Number two, what's the story really about? And number three, what's the story really, really about? Asking those questions is how I bring a simple notebook moment full spiral. Please enjoy these stories. And hopefully, in addition to being entertaining, it'll serve as a jumping off point for your creativity. All right, let's turn the page and dig in. So the first excerpt, the first writing that I'm taking from my spiral notebooks is about my imaginary friend, Mary. She was everything I wasn't. She was pretty and delicate and smart and feminine, and she was also the perfect scapegoat. I remember opening the little windows on the advent calendar ahead of time. Advent calendars, like what a thrill, right? Pastel scenes with angelic deer and somber people bundled up pristinely, formally, impeccably, and a gorgeous cathedral. The whole thing was always frosted in a sugary glitter. Tiny numbers that needed to be searched for. Where's number 17? Can you see it? And never, but never, and I mean never, open them up beforehand. Opening the day before? No. One day at a time. That's the rule. Cruel, excruciating, exquisite anticipation. And the little picture behind the numbered flap. What is it? A toy ball? A candy cane? A little mouse? Those little mice were the best. And there was this sort of seal that was broken whenever you opened a window. It even cracked audibly a little bit when you pulled the tiny paper window towards you. Once a window was open, you could not reclose it. It was just forever open. But little Stacy didn't know that. I just knew that the anticipation was too much. Why are we even waiting? 25 glorious little pictures underneath a blanket of sugar? Come on. So maybe I'll open just one, is what I thought. Just tomorrow's. And then I'll close it back up and reopen it when tomorrow comes. Nobody has to know. So I opened number 8, and a rush of satisfaction went through me. Such a pretty picture. But it was a fleeting, forbidden rush. Just one more, won't hurt. Number 9. So beautiful. The satisfaction and autonomy are replaced by shame in an instant. I must stop this. I have to reclose these windows, but they won't stay shut. I just wanted to get them to close, move along, back away, nothing to see here. And then the inevitable question.
Who opened the advent calendar window ahead of time?
And I said, Mary. Mary did. The story's about my friend Mary. It's also about those delicious advent calendars that we had on our wall every year when I was a little kid. But what's it really, really about? Mostly that being the baby of the family was a lonely proposition and usually meant I was on my own to make the best decisions I could. And looking back, I have so much compassion for that lonely, very human little girl. And I'm reminded that she still lives inside of me. And that being gentle with her and with my grown-up self today is what we both deserve. This episode was produced by Boom Arts in Appleton, Wisconsin. Theme music by Helen Avakian. Additional music provided by Beth Killey. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, and most importantly, share Full Spirals. Bring your friends and fam along for the ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Because we really are all in this together. Till next time, take care.